Blog Talk Radio.
To do our forecast, since no one is on. My cat Lucifer always wakes me up in the mornings, and it's so funny. It's like he knows I need to get up to do my show first thing. So the show is what I do first thing in the morning when I get up. If Matilda doesn't wake up immediately, I get her up, and then I will sit her down and get everything ready while she's eating breakfast and whatnot. And right now she's standing by waiting, doing some ABCs. See how long we can keep her occupied. She was real mad the other day and was slamming the door. I just left that in the episode. I didn't even change it. And then I ran for like 15 minutes even after I tried shutting it off. Shout out to Sammy with a Z for letting me know. He's like, I'm calling you. Your episode's still running. There's no sound. I'm like, oh my God, that was so much time wasted. There's someone on right now. How about that?
Hi.
Hey. Hello, where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jessica. I was just wondering if I could get a reading today, specifically about, how should I phrase this? Well, just about finding the right publication for my writing, so like a writing job.
Okay. Ooh, that is important. Okay, yeah. Let me get set up for you. I think the deck that is calling you is my French deck. That's what he said. It's so hard to not say that, you guys. Like, sometimes when you're telling me your stuff and I'm listening, I want to say that's what he said so bad because that's all we do at my job. So I am so sorry. I had to let that one out. It's been killing me. All right, so I have this French deck that I found, and it's literally from France. I found this deck at the antique store that I was working at before ye olde COVID-19. God, everything is so crazy right now. I hope you're doing well. I hope the pandemic hasn't taken too much from you.
Nope, trekking on. Rising. Rising.
That's, you know, those are the right words because every day, whether we go down a little bit, we still will rise up the next time. Yeah, I think that's just human nature.
Yeah.
I think that's just all nature. Nature is both, like I say, cruel and kind. So, you know, I think we are just like the animals on the planet. I think that we weren't from here, though. We didn't come from here. We're like a cancer. No animal destroys its environment on purpose. Like, come on.
Right.
Where are we?
Right.
Where are we now? Like, I feel like I'm on a different planet. I'm preaching. All right, so I sound like crap, so I assume I'm going to catch a cold. Please, God, no. get your flu shot, man. I'm getting my kid's flu shot today. I'm going to get one, hopefully.
Oh, don't do that. No, I did not do that.
We were actually in school, and she brought us home all kinds of flus, and I have lupus, so does my mom. Oh, a car jumped out for you. Oh, wow. That is a night of pentacles, so good news, it just jumped out of the deck. Well, anyhow, I didn't do it for the first 2 years of school. We were constantly sick, and I have lupus, so does my mom. So sickness is, it is a continuation. Every time she went to school, bring home sick, I'd be sick, and it would be terrible. I said no to the flu shot, and that is my fault. So the next time, as soon as we were done, as soon as we could get it, I got it in her. She did not bring home one flu. She never got sick. We got through the rest of the school year before COVID without her having to stay home from being sick. So at first, no, I didn't get it. My mom gets her. She gets her pneumonia shot as well because she has a spot on her lung and it almost killed her. So some of us do have to do it. I don't agree with it. I hate that they did stuff to her with her shots that changed her. She's autistic as hell. She was way out of her time. Now, that being said, my daughter is very smart. She knows what she's doing. But the thing with autistic kids, they want it to be their idea. But she wasn't like that before, no. So as I do, I'm vaccinated. I got my daughter vaccinated because I'm vaccinated, and it was a good choice that my parents made. And I don't agree with what they put in there, no, but for some things, we really need to inoculate. So I suggest doing it because I experienced it firsthand. I don't like what the government does, and I hate touting about that stuff. But when it comes down to it, it actually saved us a lot. My mom is off her oxygen tank. I'll let that sink in. She used to be on one. She got really sick. She almost died. Ooh, hello. So, you will be, pleasantly surprised, but also not really, but also, okay. Now, I need complete silence to tell you this. Okay, so you have the Knight of Pentacles, first thing. So, yay, message. It's coming around the corner, but there's a lot of decisions that need to be made. Oh, the call has dropped. Well, let's see if she calls back. this only went to 15 minutes. Oh, yeah. Should be on for 60 minutes. Yeah, I have a cough for sure. So I definitely suggest if you have a child at home or if you're immunocompromised, get your flu shot. Well, my call dropped. I don't know if I offended the young lady. Well, your reading is still on the table. And that's okay. Some people's kids are just like that. Like, I'm vaccinated, sorry. I vaccinated my child to, you know, keep her safe and others around her. And the flu shot's important. My mom gets one, and it's kept her alive. I made the mistake of not getting them for many, many years. I get sick all the time. So I definitely suggest. It's more of a health issue for yourself and the people around you. I mean, come on, people. COVID's real. Shit's happening. I don't know if that girl's going to call back. She probably dropped her call on purpose. So let's turn back on our music. It just happens that way sometimes. Okay, so this lady has the Knight of Pentacles, so she had a message. I don't know if it's good to, like, walk out on a reading. I've never had this happen before. That's the first time for everything, huh? So she obviously loves doing it, and there's lots of options going around how she was going to take this path. Her recent past is Temperance and the Nine of Cups. So, yeah, she was definitely on the right path, for sure. People starting to pay attention. You have the Lover's card, too. So you're really in your element. Really finding that passion for it. Ten of Cups as well. Wow. Very interesting. I'm going to throw another card on here. Knight of Swords. Well, very interesting indeed. Four and Six of Swords and the Ace of Swords. Well, I guess. Absolutely. Right now, when it comes to meeting a publisher, you're going to meet one. Things are going pretty well so far. You're on the right tracks. Now, in your nearest future, Two of Cups, Seven of Wands, Six of Cups. There's a lot of passion and love in here, too. Oh, yeah. She's going to definitely meet a publisher, but you're going to have to make a judgment on that. There's going to be a little bit of a burden very soon. And there's hope. But you're going to have to make the judgment, especially when it comes to the person that's going to try and get your to get published through them. But I mean, it looks good. There will be a publisher, but you're going to have to be very, very sure on the decision. So, that's the tea on that. That person walked out because of my, I guess, me getting a flu shot or suggesting one. I don't know. I suggest healthy things for people. So, we should be. I mean, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that some of you guys are not into the vaccinations. I'm not into it either, but necessary, unfortunately, if you don't want to get sick constantly. So, that was a very, very weird, but pretty cut and dry reading. I'm going to go ahead and do my forecast. Yay! Okay, so I'm going to enjoy a little bit of forecasting. And then with my time left, I will do a fucking show later on. Because I made zombie prosthetics. So, yay, and they're almost done. So, I have a little bit of things to do. So we're going to go ahead and do our forecast. And the moon is literally sitting underneath, I want to say, that's Venus or something. I'm not sure. So I want to go look because we have a telescope now. We have my uncle's telescope, actually. And I want to get a look up there because it looks crazy amazing. We're going to have a blue moon this weekend. And a lot of stuff is happening all around us, within ourselves and in others. So, for this week, and I did, I did it all the way up to the 24th, I want to say. So, I want to say that I did, and now we have the 28th through, and it is going to be very, very interesting. Yay. So, we have the full moon. It occurs tomorrow on the lovely day of Samhain, October 31st at 10:49 a.m. On Saturday morning, a full moon occurs when the sun is in Scorpio forms in opposition to the moon in Taurus. The full moon is a time of culmination and promise of fulfillment of that which was started in the new moon. It is an emotional time, a time of romance, fertilization, and relationships. The contrast between earthy, practical, peace-loving Taurus and emotional, transformative, crisis-oriented Scorpio comes full-blown. The moon in Taurus wants us to find emotional fulfillment through the simple, tangible things in life, while the Scorpio suns draw our attention to complexities, intangibles, and mysteries. The full moon illuminates the conflict between form, Taurus, and transformation, Scorpio, and between collecting, Taurus, and sharing, Scorpio. This is a passionate and creative full moon, ripe with possibilities and learning experiences, intimate relationship matters such as personal comfort levels and values, and sexuality figure prominently now. The moon aligns very tightly with Uranus at the time of this lunation. That's what it is. It's Uranus. What? What? Adding an element of surprise to our feelings and revelations. The desire to experience something new, exciting, and bold can figure strongly. There could be a strong urge or need to break free from old patterns in our relationships. This phase of the moon occurs at 8 degrees and 38 minutes of Taurus, forming an opposition to the sun at 8 degrees and 38 minutes of Scorpio, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 5 to 13 degrees of the fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Most significantly, fuck. First off, my Venus is in Scorpio, so I love like a Scorpio. Then, my moon is in Taurus, and I'm just so fucked today. So, any of you are like me, yeah, you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. We're feeling it. It's such a fucking annoyance whenever I do the forecast and I'm actually on that shit. I know how everyone else feels. So, moving back, last Friday, October 23rd, at 9:23 a.m., Friday morning, the first quarter moon was exact when Sun in Scorpio formed a square with the moon in Aquarius. There's a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase, as we feel compelled to take action. Shortly after, we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. Whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground, and it may face its obstacles. A first quarter moon can be a time of some stress, clashing and discord, but also of great energy, motivation, and growth. We're more ambitious and competitive. Things are beginning to take off or turn a corner. This is a time when we want to get something going, but we may not yet know the next step or the exact direction that we want to take. While we should probably watch for overconfidence or overshooting, it's a good idea to use the stress generated now to make important changes. This phase of the moon occurs at 0 degrees and 36 minutes of Aquarius, forming a square with the sun at 0 degrees and 36 minutes of Scorpio, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 29 to 30 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And approximately 0 to 3 degrees of the fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, most significantly. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. Now, in the last week, actually it was this week, on the 27th, the sun was in Scorpio, and Mercury is in Scorpio until October 27th. So we are on this now. Venus is in Virgo until October 27th when it enters Libra, and Mars is still in Aries. Now, the Sun in Scorpio is the guiding principle of Scorpio, I desire. Scorpio is a sign of depth, intimacy, and extremes of feeling. Depth, huh? I don't know. Yeah, for Randy, because she's a real good friend of mine. She's a Scorpio. She has depth, for sure. That's who I go to when I need a tarot reading. No. We desire to get to the bottom of matters. Mediocrity does not satisfy either. All that is hidden, taboo, secret, or suppressed in us, well, it is showing. In Libra, we strive towards equality and fairness. Scorpio, however, instinctively believes that life simply isn't fair. Scorpio's energy is provocative, usually in a quiet way, as well as passionate, strong-willed, and intense. It can be an immensely healing and transformative energy. Jealousy, vindictiveness, beating a dead horse, and manipulative are some of the more negative expressions of Scorpio. Oh my God. That's great. That is fantastic. Mercury is in Scorpio from September 27th to October 27th, and then November 10th to December 1st. Note the retrograde of Mercury re-enters Libra on the 27th of October. Now, Mercury spends longer than usual in Scorpio due to Mercury's retrograde from October 13th to through November 3rd. Although the retrograde is partially spent in the sign of Libra, when Mercury is in Scorpio, our thoughts and communications are more probing and intense. While Mercury in Libra urged us to find balance and to arrive at fair solutions, Mercury in Scorpio instinctively knows that life is simply isn't fair, and Scorpio seeks truth in all that is hidden and undercover. We tend to probe, observe, and focus our thoughts under this influence, looking for motivation. The more deeply buried, the better. Satisfies an intellectual need now. Our thoughts are profound. We throw away superficial manners of communicating in favor of deep conversation with deep, intimate eye contact. That one's for you, Jacob. Now, Scorpio is extremely sharp, profound, and analytical. Thinking is inclined to be one-track-minded, focused, and even obsessive, so make sure what you think is the truth is actually the truth, or you will just destroy everything around you. Let it go. Mercury is in Libra from the 27th of October to the November 10th. So remember that it's going to stay in Libra. And Mercury is in Libra, we are diplomatic and friendly. During the cycle, we are able to bring a more rational approach to one-to-one relationships. It's a good time to think about ways of improving our negotiating skills in an attempt to see both sides of any given situation. Mercury in Libra can be a facilitating energy. It can be more challenging than usual to make quick decisions as we can sit on the fence. We may too easily accommodate others' opinions in order to keep the peace. In our negotiations, we don't want to assert ourselves in such a way to appear to be the bad guy. Fucking Libra. However, this is a good period for considering others' points of view. We are more inclined to arrive at fair conclusions. Venus is in Virgo from October 2nd to the 27th. This is a time when we express our love through practical means and gestures, running errands, doing detail work, or just being there for our lovers. Love needs to make sense and have a purpose with Venus and Virgo. It just needs to make sense all around. Now, Virgo is an earth sign, which is sensual, but also quite practical. Besides our romantic natures, what we decide to buy and the types of entertainment we enjoy during this cycle are ruled by whether or not things make sense. You know, I'm all about that right now. Like, I can't deal with something that does not make sense. If you cannot make sense to me, why? Like, just stop, please. No. I feel that, but for me, things need to make fucking sense. Don't come at me with some dumb shit. Like, make sense. We could easily feel guilty if we are too self-indulgent at this time. Rendering services to others can fill a need and can be an expression of love. The shadow side of this position is being overly critical of our partners, picky or fretting. Venus in Libra from October 27th to November 21st. We are more inclined to employ charm than direct assertive behavior to get what we want. You get more with sugar than you do with vinegar. We are very obliging with others, quite willing to negotiate and compromise. We can be incredibly idealistic about love. We prefer things are done the right way, and aggressive or uncouth behavior especially turns us off. I think that's just like, that should be a given with a Libra. Like, come on now. Now, it's probably good to remind us the shadow side of this. Dependence, inconsistency, and superficiality. As we attempt to avoid unpleasant situations, we could easily gloss over deeper issues at play in our relationships. Listen to the flag. Red flag. Message. So it's probably best to avoid the trap by acquiescing to our partners while privately resenting the fact or thinking ourselves martyrs for doing so. It is also a time when we are more artistically inclined. I am killing it with my prosthetics right now. We tend to seek balance in our personal environment. I know you should. Mars is in Aries from the 27th of 2020 in June to January 6th, 2021. It's almost over. It's longer than usual due to the retrograde of Mars from September 9th to November 13th, 2020. Mars feels at home in one of the signs it rules, therefore, Aries. It's more powerful as it is boosted. Our energy is spontaneous, forward-looking, and even courageous under this influence. Our competitive spirit is well-developed, and our goal is to win. We are active, single-minded, and confident. Our actions are direct. We instinctively find the fastest way to get from point A to point B. The shadow side of Mars in Aries is a tendency to be impatient, arrogant, impulsive, short-lived, unreflective, and self-centered. Now, remember that everything is a choice, and everything has consequences and actions, reactions, whether that consequence be a good one or a bad one. It all depends. It depends on you, you know? But, I mean, this is pretty great on accuracy if you think about it. Everything that's been going on, for me, this definitely, yeah, definitely. Well, that's the tea, you guys. But I really, really want to get on to one more thing. The moon, and the, now, this is going to be a rare Halloween blue moon. We had 13, as usual, but the rarest is going to be on October 31st, because we had a full moon on October 1st, which was the harvest moon. It's going to be a super fun, rare treat. Now, when we think of All Hallows Eve, many of us conjure up terrifying images of werewolves, goblins, zombies, and other scary things that go bump in the night, all lit up by a spooky full moon. But how common is Halloween on a full moon and a Saturday? Not very. In 2001, ghosts and goblins in Central and Pacific time zones trick-or-treated by the light of the moon, full moon, but a Halloween full moon hadn't appeared for everyone in all time zones since 1944. When you look at the full moon on Halloween night, it won't appear blue in color, but you'll be looking at something pretty uncommon. A full moon on Halloween occurs roughly once every 19 years, a pattern known as the Metonic cycle. This well-known lunar cycle was discovered in 432 BC by the Greek Meton of Athens. He determined that after 19 years have elapsed, the phase of the moon will repeat on the same date. Well, not always, because of the slight variations in the moon's orbital period and the number of leap days that intervene over a 19-year time span. The Metonic cycle can be accurate only to within a day. For a Halloween full moon, the Metonic cycle worked well early in the 20th century, in the years 1925 and 1944, but thereafter, using the cycle, the date of the full moon shifted a day to November 1st in 1963, 1982, and 2001, but then in 2020, it returned to October 31st, making it a rarer sight indeed. But for the 2020 on through the balance of the 21st century, a full moon on Halloween will occur once every 19 years. Now, for those of you that don't understand the definition, for more than half a century, wherever two full moons appear in a single month, which happens on the average of every 2.5 to 3 years, the second full moon is christened a blue moon. Fun fact, anytime the moon is technically full on October 31st, as it will be this year, it will also have to be a blue moon because the lunar cycle is only 29.5 days long. There is an alternate definition of a blue moon in where there are four full moons in a single season. The third is considered a blue moon. And according to astronomers, we will all see a 100% illuminated Halloween full moon after 2020 in the years 2039, 2058, 2077, and 2096. note the 19-year pattern. The good news is that even if the moon is a day or two away from 100% full on any particular Halloween, it can still serve a purpose for a spooky backdrop, since most people can't tell the difference between 98% illuminated moon and 100% full moon. Cases in point, November 2nd, 2029, and October 30th, 2031. Plan your costumes accordingly. Now, we don't just have that. We have a planet on top of moon. It is very close. The full moon and Uranus will be easy to spot with the naked eye, but you're going to need a pair of binoculars or a telescope. It's going to be such a treat as we approach the end of the week, as there's a chance to see a comet and Uranus at opposition and the blue moon on Halloween. The full moon and Uranus should be amazing. Now, Halloween on Saturday may feel even more spooky because not only the full moon, but we have Uranus sitting right on top of it. According to modern folklore, a blue moon is the second full moon in a calendar month. So remember, guys, this only happens every 2.5 years. And weather permitting, you should be seeing it in all of its bright glory after nightfall. Now we have Uranus, which is the seventh planet from the sun, but it's going to be so close, it's going to look big enough and bright enough to spot. The planet will be at its closest distance to us as Earth comes directly in between Uranus and the sun. It will be right on the cusp of naked eye visibility, so you may want to try looking through a telescope or binoculars. It's so awesome. I can't wait to see. The blue-green planet takes 84 years to orbit the sun and will stay in a similar position for this month and next. So look towards the constellation of Cetus. Uranus will rise in the east at sunset. And, guys, they have Sky App for your constellation viewing and finding on your phones. Try it out. It's really awesome. Wow. No one else came. We scared off our, I guess, anti-vaxxer person. So we have 21 minutes left, and I'll just use that to do my Halloween show. Because we'll do a tarot show on Saturday morning, because I work Saturday night. So tonight's my Halloween. So I'm going to do a zombie look. I just did my pumpkin monster, and I'm going to do a couple of fun things. So I'll see you guys later. Remember, wash your hands, wear your mask, get your fucking flu shot. Black Lives Matter, and vote, because we all fucking depend on you. And that's the tea.